as the bloody and battered Eric Danger finally exits our arena on a stretcher. The steel cage has now been replaced with what I can only describe as a mammoth 30-foot scaffold. I'm telling you, folks, the tension inside this arena right now is so thick, I bet you could cut it with a dull spoon. I mean, seriously, there is just about absolutely no way for me to describe right now the electricity that's running through this capacity crowd. And as we get set for this insane free fall match, folks, before we get to the champions, I just want to say this. The champion and the challenger are out here right now to do battle. And let me explain to the crowd why there are 9 tables stacked one on top of another in the center of this ring. Apparently, Mr. Batiste was approached in the back by Todd Nightmare Knight. And he told Mr. Batiste that he hated Spectre so much that he not only wanted to defeat the purple-haired freak tonight, but he also wanted to cripple him, retiring the Spectre from professional wrestling altogether. As we enter the ring for the introductions to this insane match, folks, the only question on my mind right now is who's going to take that hellacious 30-foot freefall.
Ladies and gentlemen, our next bout will be for the WWE Heavyweight Championship and will be held under freefall scaffold match rules. This means the only way to win is to toss your opponent from a 30-foot scaffold that's straddling the ringside area.
As the lights go out and an eerie dim purple glow fills this arena, an ominous fog emits from around the entrance ramp. Slightly lifting upwards towards the heavens of the arena, you can now see the Spectre coming through the curtains, slowly making his way down the aisle. The Spectre stops a few feet from the fans and, shooing them off like they're pieces of garbage, continues his walk towards the ring. Up the stairs and now entering the ringside area, the Spectre gets up on the ropes and listen to this crowd boo the Spectre. Pointing straight up to the ceiling of the Alamo Dome, a thunderous clap rumbles throughout our arena as the fans anticipate one of the most crazy matches we have ever booked here in WWE.
Accompanied to the ring by his pet hyena, Johnny, he weighed in at 299 pounds and comes to you from the deepest corners of your mind. He is the former WWA Heavyweight Champion and WWA's very own Sadistic Nuts. This is The Spectre!
I don't know what else other to say than other than the Spectre and Todd Knight want to shock and surprise everybody here in the Alamo Dome. But something tells me that despite the brutality of this match, no matter who wins this war between these two warriors, it's going to be far from over, regardless of who emerges from this match with the WWA Heavyweight Championship belt. As Quarterback's underground hit Addicted bumps out all over our arena. Oh! There's a huge display of red and white pyrotechnics exploding across the front of the entrance ramp, leaving a large, thick cloud of grayish-white smoke hanging in the air across the stage. You can't see a thing. And through the crowd, there he is! It's Todd Nightmare Knight, and listen to this crowd completely pop for the Nightmare! Oh my God, what is this? It looks like Todd Knight has brought a pit bull down to ringside. Talk about a hyena equalizer. That's got it. That's nuts. Hey, I don't see any tags on that dog. Hey, do not tie that dog by me, Mr. Knight. You know, I got enough problems with Suck running around this place without a leash. As the Spectre continues to argue with the referee, Knight is sneaking up from behind him. Oh, it's Knight from behind with the WWA Championship belt right to the back of the head and falling to the ropes and down onto the hard concrete floor. There goes the Spectre flat on his purple ass. Knight tosses the title to the ground and stepping through the ropes. Here he comes approaching Spectre at ground level. Oh, my God. Spectre just jammed a fork into Todd Knight's head. And Spectre, my God, he's got his own fork for this. this match, holding a utensil in his mouth. Spectre rakes the eyes of a now blood-covered Todd Knight and digging his fingers into every orifice that he can find. The Spectre seems to be going right to work on the champion in a brutal fashion. Thunderous right hand rocks Todd Knight from head to toe and leaning him up against the railing. It's Spectre who leans in with a tough love chop across the chest of the Nightmare. Double-fisted choke brings a groggy champion to his knees and slamming his head into the guardrail. My God, holy cow, was that an awesome headbutt or what? Fans, let me remind you that although these two men are battling here on the arena floor, that this match cannot and will not end until one or both of these men are tossed off that 30-foot scaffold. But there's some food for thought, folks. Remember, there are 9 tables all together, if you're counting, stacked 3 high. And should one of these men fall off the scaffolding and through these tables, well, let's just say that somebody better have a body bag. Scoop slam on the concrete rocks the champion's vertebrae and reaching over to inflict more pain. Todd Knight with a fork of his own to the head of the Spectre. Fork to the head. Fork to the head. Holy hell, fork to the head. Todd Knight is now going under the... Oh, my God, he's got a barbecue fork. That's crazy. Todd Knight has a barbecue fork, and he's jamming it into the Spectre's head like Spectre's some sort of rare steak at Sizzler. Blood is now gushing from the Spectre's head and running around the ring. Spectre is trying to get away from Todd Knight, and you know what? I don't blame him. Knight rolls back into the ring, and as the Spectre slumps over the railing on the opposite side, what the hell is Knight doing now? Oh, he's taking off. He's running across the ring. Oh, into the air, and springboard senton jams the Spectre into the railing, and oh my God, did you hear that thud? And that's why Todd Knight is so dangerous both inside and outside of the squared circle. The Spectre is now staggering to his feet and coming to rest on the steel stairs. Knight runs forwards and damn! Stinger splash drives the Spectre spine first into the unforgiving steel stairs, and I think Todd Knight might have broken the Spectre's back. Handful of hair, and here comes Knight raining down on the challenger with punches and punches. And folks, let me just reiterate that these two men haven't even gotten up onto that 30-foot scaffold yet. Knight looks for an Irish whip into the guard railing, but Spectre reverses it. And my God, a much-needed short-arm clothesline sends the Nightmare down onto the small mats. And here comes Spectre coming down on Todd Knight's face with punches and punches of his own. Stopping to catch his breath, Knight wipes the blood from his face, and so does Spectre. Oh my God, folks, Spectre looks exhausted right now. But it's Spectre still who's now turning to the ring apron. And what the hell is he doing? Oh my God. Oh my God! Spectre has a barbed wire fork! That sadistic nut has hidden forks all over this arena to equalize Todd Knight's favorite weapon! And look at him press the barbed wire fork into the now blood-covered forehead of Todd Nightmare Knight! Finally tossing the extreme fork to the side, it's Spectre who reaches back looking for a wild haymaker, but Knight counters with a quick rake to the eyes, looping Spectre's arm over his head. It's Knight who summons the strength from within. Snap suplex on the concrete. My God, that's gotta hurt the spine of the challenger. Arching his back in pain, Spectre appears to be in trouble, and as we enter the latter stages of this contest, folks, anything can happen and most likely will. Reaching into the crowd, Knight grabs a beer from one of the ringside fans, and beer to the face and collapsing onto the small mats. Look at the blood continue to run down the face of the challenger. My God, it's cascading profusely all over into the Spectre's eyes. I'm surprised that the referee hasn't thought about stopping this match. But remember, folks, this match cannot stop for any reason unless somebody is tossed from 30 feet above. Todd Knight looks into the crowd to gloat it. Spectre whips the champion in the back with the cameraman's cable, and Knight tries to flee with the cable still wrapped around his neck. Todd, don't do it! Yanking backwards, down goes the champion, hard on the back of his head, and did you hear the metal rampway thud when Knight's skull collided with it? Spectre digs down deep, and oh my God, he just rammed Knight's head into the guard railing head first. Ooh, that had a hurt. But this match doesn't seem to be going in the champion's direction, and I say that because Todd Nightmare Knight counts on his speed, but it seems like what the Spectre is doing right now is just getting plain dirty. The guy is hitting forks all over this arena, and with Todd Knight not expecting this in this match, I'm telling you, folks, I would not be surprised if there was a title change. Hard punch by the Spectre. Scepter allows for a bit of breathing room for the sadistic knight, but it's enough time for Knight to return fire with a punch of his own. Knight throws a chair at Spectre, and the Challenger fires back with the timekeeper's bell. These two men are beating each other up with everything and anything that they can get in their hands. Both men stagger away in opposite directions, and folks, would you look at the 30-foot scaffold just calling for these two men to do battle high above our arena floor. My God, look at this ringside area. It's covered in violence. Wait a minute, folks. Why is Todd Knight pointing to the top of the scaffold? I think Knight actually wants to finish this thing off. Todd Knight is done playing around with the Spectre, and you know what? The Spectre is now agreeing, and here go both men climbing up the sides of this 30-foot scaffold. My hair is risen on my arms, and good God almighty, it's 30 feet in the air, and this is completely nuts. Let me say something right now, just in case there's a tragedy. Please, God have mercy on both of these warrior souls. It appears Spectre has gotten onto the scaffold first. Uh-oh, no, the Knight's gotten up too. And hold on to your seats, folks, because this has all the makings of a fantastic finish. Knight peers over the side of the scaffold. Oh my God, I don't blame him. But Todd Knight appears to be scared out of his mind. Fans, I don't think Todd Knight actually realized how high 30 feet actually was. It seems Spectre takes advantage first of the mesmerized Knight by kicking the champion in the head. And that had a hurt. Knight now snaps out of his trance and returns fire. And the scaffolding begins to move back and forth and shaking from side to side. You have to be concerned about the quality of this extreme device. It was sort of set up impromptu, if you remember. This was Spectre's match. Mr. Petit did not have a scaffold here. He apparently is using something that was used for the Alamo building. Knight with the barrel uppercut wobbles the Spectre in place and looping the arm of the Challenger over his head. It's Knight who rushes into a snap suplex, and Todd Knight looks like he's going for another. No, Spectre goes low, and there goes Knight bending over. Downward forearm follows by the Spectre, and oh my God, the Challenger rifles through with a nasty knife edge chop. And what the hell is the Spectre doing? What the hell? Oh my God, what is Spectre? Oh my God! Spectre's got a mini stun gun! Mini stun gun! Stun gun into the chest of Todd Nightmare Knight! Spectre, oh my God, what are you doing? I don't believe it, but Spectre is shocking the life from Todd Nightmare Knight, and this isn't right! Stun guns aren't allowed in this match! Are you kidding me? This is crazy! Tossing the stun gun to the side, Spectre lifts Knight off the scaffold flooring and peering over the side!
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the contest, and new WWA Heavyweight Champion, the Spectre!
Fans, I don't know what to say, and for one of the first times since I've come here to WWA, I'm at a loss for words. Todd Knight just did a free fall from 30 feet above this arena. I mean, he smashed through, it looks like, 4 of the 9 tables that were stacked 3 high. Todd Knight is not moving in this ring. And the medical team, thank God, has rushed out from the back. And I think everyone here in attendance better say a prayer for Todd Nightmare Knight. I don't know what else to say. I'm not even going to do the replay because Todd Knight hit so violently that I can't watch that again. And in fact, we need to go to a break. You know what? We all need a break. I need a break. And yeah, we'll see you in a few.